Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over six trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello, hello. How are you doing? I am so excited to have you here. I was not planning on recording today, but I am just so lit up right now that I decided to do it because I just got off of my first one-on-one call within the program Escape. We have a girl that joined that was originally wanting to plan a trip for her and her husband to Cabo, and we got on the call and they were like, we decided we want to do something else. And I was like, okay, where do you guys want to go? And she wants to go to Greece. So we were just looking up all the different hotel options for her, trying to figure out exactly where they wanted to go. And there was just so many beautiful boutique hotels over there, and they were getting really excited. And so am I. I'm almost a little jealous. I want to go, but we're going to try and get her some first class flights. We're going to get all of her hotels for free. They're going to go for about 7 days. And it was just so exciting to be on that call and to get her like this dream vacation started planning. We're working together for the next few weeks on this, and they're diving into the points world. They've done a little bit of points in the past, but really ramping up now. And it was just really, really fun call. I also had another gal who did a week of coaching last week, and we got her two first class flights booked and all of her hotels. She's going to Seattle and Vancouver and San Francisco and doing like a little jumping around trip, and we got her stuff booked. So I'm just so happy to see you guys booking these trips and going for nearly free. It makes me so happy. This is literally why I do this. Of course, I love going on trips with my family for free, but I want as many of you to go on trips all over the world with your families and not have to pay so much money to go on them. So I'm just loving seeing all of the trips that you guys are taking. And if you are someone who is like, I want to go on a free trip, I want to go to Greece, like that sounds amazing, you are more than welcome to sign up. I still have Escape open. It did start this week, but we can always start you when you sign up for that program. I will drop the link in the show notes. You get a Zoom call every single week with me for an hour, and you get unlimited Voxer access for the length of the program. And if you have no idea where to start and you don't even have a credit card open yet and you don't even have points, you can still fit in this. We can get you a card open, we can get those points, and we can get that vacation planned. So it doesn't matter if you have a card or if you don't have a card, if you know a little bit about points or you know nothing, this one-on-one intensive will give you everything that you need to know to vacation for the rest of your life and never have to pay full price for a vacation. So if you're kind of already know the points world and you just really need help booking a vacation and you only need 1 week of coaching, I can do that as well, and I will drop that in the show notes. Whatever you need at whatever stage you are at in the travel points game or hobby, I will help you with whatever you need. So those two options are down there, and I would love to work with you and help you book your next vacation. Speaking of trips, we got back from our trip last weekend. We had a little staycation up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we stayed at the beautiful Hyatt Regency Tamaya. And so I decided today to do a destination day on this resort because it was that amazing. And if you are coming to New Mexico, I highly recommend that you stay there. I will probably stay there again. So we're going to do a destination day today on the Regency Tamaya. So this resort is in North Albuquerque, and it's really, Albuquerque is a decent sized city, but the resort was way outside of the city. And like even driving in, there's a really long driveway into the resort. It's out in the desert. and you cannot see the resort until you're like right up on it. So we're like driving a couple miles in, and I was like, where the heck is this place? It was a beautiful little drive, a narrow road going in, and then you're like right there at the resort. So it's very secluded. You have a beautiful view of the Sandia Mountains, which are the large mountains in Albuquerque. So you have beautiful views. There's nothing around you. There's no noise. There's no freeway or traffic or anything. It's just very quiet and tranquil and secluded, which I loved. There is a golf course on the property. So if you are into golf, you just walk across the street and their club is right there. So beautiful landscaped grounds, like with the golf course included, but like all of the walking ways there had flowers, very well landscaped, lots of walking paths. It's also right along the Rio Grande, which is the river that runs through Albuquerque. And along the Rio Grande is what we call the bosque habitat. So there's large cottonwood trees, and it's just a huge like canopy cover of large trees along the river. And they have hiking trails along that, down along the bosque in the river. I did not have time to go hiking down there, which I really wanted to, but they looked like beautiful trails from the entrance of the resort that I could see. So if you are into hiking or nature, this is a great place to stay. They also have horse stables on property, which is amazing. You can book horsebacking rides with them, or you can just go down to the stables and like go pet the horses and stuff. But it was just a very like immersed in nature type of resort, which I loved. The hospitality there was top notch. Like everywhere you went, they were saying hello, like good morning, how are you? Welcome. They were just so nice. Is there anything else I can get you? They sent text messages like, is there anything else you need? They sent an email the week before with all kinds of information on the resort and like downloadable like brochures and guides. We went there for my husband's 40th birthday to celebrate, and when they sent the email the week before saying, is there anything else you need, I had mentioned that we were coming to celebrate my husband's 40th birthday. And they wrote a handwritten card to my husband using his first name and everything and said, Dick, like, happy 40th birthday. Left a bottle of champagne on ice in the room for us when we got there. So like as soon as we got into the room, we popped champagne. Our room was beautiful, by the way. I'll go into that here in a second, but just the hospitality of the people there. And then at dinner, they also brought him a chocolate birthday cake with happy birthday written on the plate and brought it to him with like a candle in it. So they just like went above and beyond most hotels that I've been to. They were just amazing. So our room. So we went with some friends, and so I booked three rooms. I got everybody's rooms covered on points, and I got the other two rooms for 12,000 points, and I was able to get them upgraded, so they got a balcony view room, and that was a steal of a deal for 12,000 points a night for this resort is, like, amazing. So when I was booking it, and I went to go book the third room, they had a VIP suite option available for 24,000 points. So it was double the amount of points. And normally I wouldn't do this because I would just ask for an upgrade and usually I would get it. But for my husband's 40th birthday, I was like, oh, this is a really nice. It was like 1,200 square feet. And there was a jetted tub, which is really the reason why I booked it. And so I was like, well, 24,000 points and we're only going one night. It's his 40th birthday. So I booked it. I am so glad I booked this room. There were three balconies in the room. You walked in, there was two bathrooms, a dining room table that had like, I think it was like eight chairs at it, a living room with a like a sectional couch, a TV on the wall, a fireplace, a little wet bar, and then in the next room was our bedroom with a walk-in closet and a huge bathroom with a walk-in shower, a jetted tub, a couple of sinks. Like, it was huge. I think this room was bigger than my first apartment. It was so nice. And so since we went with a large group, it was really nice that we could all just hang around the dining room table and like sit on the couch, especially in the evening, like when our little one went down to sleep, because she goes to sleep early, we could all just like hang out in the room and have a good time. So it was well worth paying the extra points for that room. So that was the VIP suite. The hotel itself had multiple pools. There were three pools. One of the pools was closed when we were there. Granted, we were there a little early, so the poolside bar and grill was closed, which was really unfortunate because we love to have that service at the pool. But they had an adults-only pool, and then they had a more like family-friendly pool with a water slide going into it. The water slide was also closed. We were like right on the cusp of like the summer hours of operation, which I was so bummed about. But if you're there in the summer, this is like the place to go. So they had a really decent sized slide going into the pool, tons of chairs around the pool, poolside bar. Then there was a third pool down the ways that they had closed. They had a hot tub with like a waterfall going over the rocks into the hot tub. It was really warm. We sat in there for a while. Just beautiful grass landscaped around the pools. They had a pickleball court off to the side of the pools. People were over there playing pickleball. They had lawn games you could get, like cornhole and ladder golf. There were bikes that you could rent for free. That was part of the points stay. And again, if you stay at a, when you use your points to book the room, there'll be a resort fee at like these higher end hotels. So there was a resort fee here, but when you pay for points, it's completely waived. You do not pay that resort fee, even though it does show, it'll say like $35 a day resort fee. You don't pay that at all. So with our resort fee that we didn't pay, you could get those games rented. You could get bikes rented. There was all these different rentals you could do and things that were included, and you had $0 to pay for it, which is amazing. So we unfortunately were only there for one night and we didn't get to utilize a lot of that stuff. We pretty much just hung out by the pool the entire afternoon because it was so nice. And then we went to dinner in the evening. We went to, they have a bar inside and then a restaurant, and then there's another restaurant up at the golf course. We went to the resort restaurant and they had a really decent menu, lots of Mexican food. And they had a buffet that was $28, which I thought was a really good deal. And so we ended up doing the buffet, and they had so many food options, like a salad bar, multiple entrees, a whole dessert bar. Like, it was well worth it, especially for our toddler, because then she can just like pick and choose what she wants off my plate. It was great. And then we went there the next morning for breakfast and did the same thing. We did the breakfast buffet, and it was, I think it was $20 for the breakfast buffet. It wasn't as great as the dinner buffet, but it was really good. They had a really great drink menu. If you drink, I got the, and usually like I'm not a big alcohol person at all. I really only drink on vacations, but they had a honey lavender margarita. So I was like, that sounds really good. And Albuquerque grows a lot of local lavender, and the lavender was local. So I was like, I'm going to try this. It was the best margarita I have ever had in my entire life. So if you go there, you have to get this margarita. It is so good. Anyway, the food was great. The service was great. I have nothing, like there is nothing to complain about at this resort. It is well worth going to and spending several nights at. And the great thing is, it because it is so far outside of Albuquerque, that if you wanted to go visit Santa Fe, which is a really big tourist area and full of culture and like rich history, it's really not that far from the resort to go to Santa Fe. So there's a lot of options for exploring outside of the resort. There is some things about Albuquerque. So the Sandia Mountains have a restaurant on the top of the mountain, and there's a tram that takes you up to the top, and then you can go have dinner and drinks at the top and then take the tram down, especially in the fall when like all the leaves are changing. That is a beautiful little like day trip to do, is even just take the tram. There is a really great zoo in Albuquerque, the Albuquerque Zoo, and they have like an arboretum and a like a bug butterfly part of it, and it's a really, really great zoo. So if you have kids, that is something I would definitely do. Albuquerque also has a lot of like cultural rich history. Downtown there's like the old Albuquerque that you can walk around. There's lots of great little shops. If you are going in the beginning of October, there is the Balloon Fiesta. I'm sure it would probably be really hard. You would have to book this hotel well in advance on points to even get a room, probably, because this Balloon Fiesta brings in people from like all around the world. So if that is something you want to do, definitely book ahead of time. But the Balloon Fiesta happens early October every single year, and it is a huge event. They launch hot air balloons every sunrise and every sunset, and they do it over the river. It is beautiful. It was several years ago, and then there's just tons of vendors and stuff. But from that resort, you could probably see a lot of the balloons launching from where they launch in Albuquerque. But that would be a great time to go. The weather is usually great. It's not super hot and it's not super cold yet. That is a huge event that people come to. Again, Santa Fe has tons of great things to do. They're really known for their Mexican food. There's a lot of really great restaurants there that have like been featured on TV shows and stuff. They have the old churches that you can walk around downtown. They have great farmers markets. It's like a museum art thing, like one of those like retro places that you walk through, and it's like an illusional, like optical illusion type place. It's called Meow Wolf. That's another really popular thing that people like to do and go check out. And that is also in Santa Fe. So there's a lot of different things. There's a ski resort in Santa Fe. So if you were to go in the winter, there's a really great ski resort. We go up there fairly often in the winter to go skiing up in Santa Fe. The right where the resort is at is into the gateway of the Jemez Mountains, which if you are really into hiking, that is like one of the best places to go hiking. There's tons of natural hot springs and like waterfalls and lakes, and it's a beautiful up in the pine trees area to go explore. That would be a great day trip from this resort. So the resort is located wonderfully around a lot of great things to do, and you can fly directly into Albuquerque. And from the airport to that hotel, it's about a 30-minute drive from the airport to that hotel. So you have great options of getting in. Southwest, United, Delta, American Airlines, they all fly out of there. So you have every option to get to Albuquerque and use your points for your flights, as well as the resort for really cheap. I could not believe it, that $12,000 or 12,000 points a night was the going rate for how nice this hotel was. So if you have any desire to go to Albuquerque, or if you're just in the area and you're thinking about staying there, this is 100% where I would stay. So you're so secluded that there's literally nothing around you and nobody, and it just felt like it was in a whole different world. You did not feel like you were in a large city at all, which I absolutely loved. And we will probably definitely be going back because me and my husband loved it so much. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I always love doing destination days, and I really wanted to do this one right after I stayed so that I remembered everything and got you all of the information. So thank you for joining me today, and I will see you in next week's episode.